67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final week of August 2024, as we start the first week of our fall season. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers with disabilities this year, growing from 211 campers in a summer program in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today, from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. During our fall season, campers tend to be a little bit on the older side. Some of them have been coming for all 50 years that the camp's been serving campers, like Tate and Dottie Cummins' son, Charlie. It's always a wonderful time, a great reunion with a lot of campers that have been coming for a long, long time. Our travel campers are out in Denver. They just recently visited the Rocky Mountain Arsenal National Wildlife Refuge. They're going to be exploring the mountains and doing so much in the Denver area, so they're looking forward to a great time there. As we start the fall season, we're always looking for new staff, and here's what it's like to be a counselor here at Camp Courageous.
Camp Courageous has open opportunities, seasonal, year-round volunteer and paid positions available. What's it like to work at Camp Courageous?
Hi, my name is Corey Staples. I'm a year-round counselor here at Camp Courageous. I was going to only do one season. Meeting the people that I met, they just changed my life for the better. So I really appreciate being here. I love everything about this place.
Join the team and begin your journey with Camp Courageous. To learn more, visit campcourageous.org.
A big thank you to the Solon American Legion Post 460 for their many years of supporting Camp Courageous. Larry Swan came out to camp along with past state commander Henry Rios, and they presented a check to the camp over in the Mainland Park. And they've been doing this for years. A big thank you to those folks. Had another wonderful year at the Pineapple Gala. A big thank you to Andy Peterson for emceeing that. We presented an award to Alan C. Stutzman Company and his family. They were honored with the prestigious Camp Courageous Trailblazer Award for their exceptional contributions over many, many years. Mary Van Houten, the camp's chair of the board, presented those awards. And a great thank you to the Stutzman family and the Eldon C. Stutzman for their years of support of Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous also acknowledged Madeline Borat with the Tall Pine Award for her over 25 years of service as a key volunteer at the Manchester Garage Sale. She always hit it up well, the Christmas in July and our Christmas sales, and has done just a wonderful job. So congratulations to Madeline also. Last Sunday, I had a great time at the Picnic in the Park in Hampton's Empire Park with the Bi-State VW Group. They've been great supporters of the camp for years and years, and this is a little special event each year to benefit Camp Courageous. Also, a big thank you to the Cedar Rapids Elks Club. They recently presented a check to Camp Courageous at their Lodge Number 251 meeting. A big thank you for their years of support also. Had a great visit with Ron McGovern down in LeClaire, Iowa. Ron is the last living board member from the Petroleum Markers and Convenience Stores of Iowa. Before that was Iowa Oil Jobbers, to support Camp Courageous back in 1981. Ron will turn 91 this fall, and we wish Ron many, many more years of good health and happiness. A big thank you to Jim White, who treated the Camp Courageous staff and volunteers and board members to a wonderful dinner in LeClaire. We went out on a boat and had a great time. Jim has been doing this for a few years now, a great supporter of the Camp Courageous, and we appreciate all that he does for the camp. Just a reminder, camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers up there. We just completed the remodeling, insulating, and painting of the back storage area, and things are really looking good. So a big thank you to all the buyers and shoppers and everyone affiliated with the Manchester Garage Sale. Happy birthday to Sharon Roller as she turns 70 Saturday here on August 24th. Sharon was a longtime nurse here at Camp Courageous and did a beautiful job for us, and we wish her the very best. The need of the week is twin fitted sheets. We go through a lot of those, and so you can go to Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org and get more information on that. We're remembering friends that have passed away here in the last week or so, where their memorials went to camp, or they're just dear friends of the camp. And those include Jim Busta. Jim was 76. He was from Wisconsin. He passed away on July 24th. His daughter Molly and Jim came to Camp Courageous and did a wonderful benefit for the camp, along with Leo Grieco, just a really good accordion player and a wonderful person. Our sympathy goes out to Molly, friends, and family. Also, Jerry and Pat Cameron came out to the camp, longtime supporters of the camp, with memorials to go into our perpetual fund in memory of Pat's mother, Marie Kruger. She lived to be 102 years old, wonderful, supportive, Camp Courageous, and very, very dear friends. Gloria Ford, longtime volunteer here at Camp Courageous, also passed away. We'll have more information on her next week. Gloria was volunteering back when the camp first started, one of the most wonderful people you ever want to meet. Gloria's services will be taking place on August 31st in the morning at Gotch's Funeral Home in Anamosa. Camp Courageous is kicking off a great fall season. We hope you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.